Good evening. My name is Pastor Jen Collins, and on behalf of these nearly 100 musicians and the people of St. Andrew Lutheran Church, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Love Came Down, a Christmas cantata under the direction of our music coordinator, Al Freiberg. A few words of note as we begin. Please take the time now to check and ensure that your cell phone is silenced. No audio or video recording will be permitted during this presentation. For your convenience, a nursery is available just off the narthex as needed. Please hold the applause until the end of our time together, as we hope this will be a worshipful experience for you today. During that applause, you'll notice the orchestra and choir will be dismissed first. This is to help with the flow as we exit today. We are also glad to provide this cantata at no cost. If you are so moved, gifts to further the music ministry at St. Andrew and offset the cost of this cantata will be received by ushers at the door. St. Andrew's mission statement begins with the words, "Open to all." May this cantata open you to all the wonder and mystery of the Christmas story. And may your holy curiosity and presence here draw you to openly receive the message of love come down. As we now begin, let us pause for a word of prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
O God of majesty, whom saints and angels delight to worship, pour your spirit on your servants who, with the gifts of music, enliven our praises and proclaim your word with power. Through this ministry, give us new awareness of your beauty and grace, and join our voices with all the choirs of heaven, both now and forever. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
stars in space, Andromeda and Polaris, Mizar, Orion and Pleiades, the moon and Jupiter, declare praise to our God, God of insect and blood cell, God of atom, photon, and quark, the massive swirls and spheres, tiny pokes of light or glorious, beam across the darkened velvet sky, bearing witness to the glory of love come down. The star that night, so far away, so vast, yet so small. A profound reminder that, yes, God's love comes close in darkness when all seems so far, so dark, so small. Through Christ the Word, the light come down.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Come on, 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 come on
What if every cry and laugh and anthem and lullaby sung by every child and choir and nation began with the words, "Do not be afraid"? What if the words from our own lips or on the news or from our leaders brought forth in the world tidings of comfort and joy? What if just one small kindness or generous act had the power to ripple through history as it echoed peace on earth, goodwill to God's beloved? Then perhaps the world would join the melody of heavenly hosts filling full the sky with song come down.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
when your whole world is the same old thing over and over again, just one field of smelly sheep and cold, thankless work on the night shift, no less. No one expects a legacy. Keeping watch with twiddled thumbs, back aches, broken spirits, heads hung low. Oh, who would believe with weary eyes wide the light? Oh, who would believe what song their hearts heard when hope came down?
Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Thank you.
believe that work, that cold, those sheep, and from that field run forth in faith to dare, to not be afraid, and to follow and seek, to be carried by tired feet and knocking knees all the way to Bethlehem and a feeding stall, to behold, as was said, the child like them, to behold the Lord of whom the angels sang, asleep on the hay, alive, to meet her gaze and know without a doubt that they were alive too, and heard and seen and believed when glory came down.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid.
Thank you.
Love came down. This is not to say that God is somehow up, but that at Christmas to say love came down is to acknowledge the glory of God in life born low. And a birth like any other, with blood and sweat and tears, to a mother who at the cross would behold the glory of God raised high with blood and sweat and tears. To say love came down is to say that it belongs not only to romantics or full hearts or rose-colored glasses alone, but to you and to me. For our best days, love. And for our worst, love. For glory high, but most especially in our blood, our sweat, our tears, love. For lowly, meek, and mild, born to us each day, is love and hope. Love, come low, come down.
Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Please join me in a prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
As the gathered people of God, let us express gratitude for the love of God that has come to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us give thanks for the wonderful gift given to us this evening by the musicians, choirs, readers, and director of Love Came Down. And let us go from this place with the realization that we are God's faithful people who have been blessed by the gift of music and prose. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening and God's blessing be with you.